Parshat Emor, the Rosh tells us, we learn about Chil Hashem. So the Chafetz Chaim quotes that the Yerayim connects this mitzvah to Et Hashem Kechatira, Ten Chavod Lishmor, Shmor Lechalo. In other words, we have an idea about fearing Hashem and not causing a chil Hashem. The two of them are connected. Lo techalu et shenkochi, not causing a chil Hashem, is related to fearing Hashem. And this idea, connecting the two, is a very fundamental idea. As in, if we properly fear sin, we won't sin. And what's the big issue? That we're causing a chil Hashem. That even if you don't, even if you do an avera, even if you belittle one mitzvah, so you're diminishing the kavod shem shemayim, even that little bit. In other words, to bring it to light, when we do an avera, the avera is bad. But as bad as the avera is, it's also the fact that we've diminished the kavod shem shemayim in the world. As in, it's not just that you did whatever inappropriate activity that you did, but it's also now that everybody knows, oh, look at that from Jew who did something wrong. Or look at that Jew who did something wrong. That person did something wrong. Clearly doesn't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu appropriately. So says the Chafetz Chaim, and again, Chafetz Chaim gets to say this. So too, when it comes to speaking Lashon Hara and receiving Lashon Hara. Because he says specifically for Lashon Hara, you're violating Lo Techalu Et Shenkochi, you're causing a Chil Hashem. And why is that? Because if a person ate a cheeseburger because it just looks so delicious and he couldn't help himself, he doesn't give this example, but he's saying, okay, the person was so overtaken by his taiva, and he had no perspective that he really wanted it to taste good now without considering the big picture. You know about Lashon Hara? What hana do you get? At least I understand the guy who ate this something not kosher benefited. Okay, he shouldn't have gotten that benefit, but he benefited. What is the person telling Lashon Hara or hearing Lashon Hara get? What benefit does that get? In bazet taiva v'lo hana'a gashmit. And therefore, it's really just your Yetzer Hara overcoming you. And therefore, when you do the sin, it's like a merit and prikat ol. That means you're rebelling against the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You're throwing off the yoke of Malchut Shemayim. And what greater Chil Hashem is there than that? And he says, and all this is for any Jew. What about if you're somebody who's an Adam Chashuv? And everybody looks at you and expects you to act a certain way to set an example for everybody else. So that's an even greater Chil Hashem. And all the more so if this is done in public. So it's worse if you're greater, it's worse if it's in public. That's called being mechalel shem shemayim v'rav. So the footnotes point out that a few hanhagos that the Chafetz Chaim had that maybe we should pay attention to. Because there's a Gemara in Yoma that tells us about Chil Hashem. And one of the examples of Chil Hashem is Rav tells us if he bought on credit, it would be a Chil Hashem. Why would it be a Chil Hashem? Because people would watch him go into the store, take meat, and walk out without paying for it. At no time did he remove any money from his wallet. So he says, for me, that's a Chil Hashem. What does that mean? That even to the point where you are not doing anything wrong, but it looks bad, and that's already a Chil Hashem. And therefore, with that in mind, that's true about Talmid HaChachamim, and therefore that's the standard for B'nai Torah. And so he says the Chafetz Chaim wouldn't let himself, if he came late to davening and there was another minyan, he often waited for the next minyan. He didn't try to skip Psukei Dezimra, because there's all sorts of rules in the Shulchan Aruch. What do you do? You say this one, you skip that one, in order to catch up. And he says that he didn't want that. That somebody would think shelo yachshadu elo shelo lamdu azin shemendali shlokadin. That he thinks, he's just skipping. And he gives another example that. of an incredible story about the Chafetz Chaim that sort of cut off on this page because I didn't print the next page. But this one really brings it to light. That the Chafetz Chaim was once trying to catch a train somewhere, and he had his suitcase with him, and he's about to catch the train. He's a block before the train, and there was a shul or a home where they needed a minyan for a mincha. They had already davened mincha. And so they wanted him, they needed a minyan. So he decided it would look bad if he refused to, you know, he's the Chafetz Chaim. If he refused to help them make a minyan, what would they think about him? So he decided to miss his train, and I believe it wasn't the kind of train that just comes, you know, every 20 minutes. It's, you know, probably meant waiting another day to wherever he was going. But he decided to prevent the Chil Hashem was worth it for, so therefore he went and joined that minyan, even though A, he had already davened. That should have been enough excuse. B, he had a train to catch. That should have been enough excuse. You know, combined all that, but he says, on the other hand, what would they think about me and think about Gedolei Torah or Torah in general if I didn't join them for that minyan? So that's an incredible burden or onus put on all of us, because we as B'nai Torah are the ones who are expected to act properly. People look at us and we go to daven, and we come late to davening. I'm talking to myself as much as anyone else. If you look at your phone during davening, talk during davening, anything that is unbecoming, and it's even worse because of the Chil Hashem involved, because of what's expected of us as B'nai Torah. So that's the message the Chafetz Chaim has. Both Chalu Hashem Kochim and Gash B'tochon Yisrael is to focus that the Yirat Shemayim is supposed to make, you're supposed to fear Hashem, and the fact that we don't, and then when we mess up, that causes a Chil Hashem, that is a diminishment of Hashem's name in the world, and that is something we should really, really fear. Shkoyach.